Chapter 4, The Black and the Blue. A week had passed since letting everyone know about his condition, and Shira was officially feeling paranoid. Maybe if Lance was actually avoiding Shira, he wouldn't feel this way. Mind, he'd feel bad about it, but not so nervous. At every meeting, be it lunch or training or discussions with Allura and Koran, Lance was watching him like someone might stare at a difficult math problem, figuring out how to take him apart and put him back together the right way, learning how he ticked and how to use that. Frankly, Shiro had taken to avoiding Lance's eyes. It was distracting, to say the least. As was the way a pair of arms suddenly wrapped around Shiro's neck and shoulders from behind, and the sudden press of a face to his cheek. Without a second thought, or if he was being honest, a first one, Shiro grabbed the offending arms and yanked, pulling the attacker over his shoulder and slamming them onto the couch beside him. Shiro's arm came up in attack position, but not activated, as he stared down at Lance. "I'm going to be frank with you," Shiro said slowly. "That wasn't very smart." Lance stared up at him, ruffled and dazed. "No, it really wasn't. Sorry, can you put your arm down? It's making me nervous." Lowering it, Shiro sighed. "Are you done plotting then?" "Maybe," Lance replied, lips curled up. "Are you ready for me, baby?" Brows up, Shiro stared him down. Because yes, he had kinks and needs, but he also had his dignity. Lance just laughed and sat up, patting his hair back down. "Yeah, I have something set up, but we can start it right here if you want."
"Is that a good idea?"
Shiro glanced around at the open room, including doors that were near always open. To close them would be automatically suspicious. Beaming back, Lance shrugged. "It is if you're cool with it." And damn himself for finding the idea at least a little hot. Same as he had with Keith. But Shiro made himself shake his head.
"Let's not, unless you'd want Koran and Sam to walk in on us."
Lance made a face at that. "Okay, that's not really sexy. Good call." But he didn't move to get up, instead scooting closer to Shiro. "But I don't mind them seeing this." Then he leaned forward and kissed him. It was a sweet kiss, slow and playful, and apparently Lance had gotten practice at this somewhere along the line, because he was a surprisingly confident tease. He ran his tongue over Shiro's bottom lip and gave it a tiny bite, then moved back before Shiro could open up to him. Lance's eyes were heated and bright when he took in the way Shiro had started to flush, just a little, and how his mouth hung open in readiness. One hand came up to push Shiro's bangs back until they ran along the top of his forehead. For a moment, Lance was quiet, but then he smiled.
"This isn't the way I imagined it."
Brows up, Shiro tilted his head.
"And how did you think about it?"
"Well, for one, I was pretty sure the dashing pilot would bend me over and fuck me stupid,"
Lance replied, utterly shameless.
"And that wasn't really my thing, but I was willing to make an exception, or several, or as many as I could get, because I am not that picky, let's be real."
Leaning forward, Shiro kissed him again, then pressed a trail of pecks along Lance's jaw.
"Sorry to disappoint. I'm still plenty capable of that, if you prefer."
Lance snorted.
"I think we've talked about this. I like the real you way, way more than the fantasy version. You're way better than that guy. And if that's the way you prefer it, I am thrilled, ecstatic, over the moon, over several galaxies worth of moons."
"All right," Shiro interrupted, smiling against Lance's ear. He finally reached out and pulled Lance closer, half tugging him into his lap. He was warm and solid, and Shiro couldn't resist the urge to nuzzle into his neck.
I get it."
Chuckling, Lance ran both hands along the base of Shiro's neck, running against the grain of his buzzed hair, and then rubbing at his scalp.
"Oh, you're already getting monosyllabic? Very nice.
Shiro only snorted. You prefer I use SAT words for this? Maybe you want me to quote my senior thesis? Lance paused, considering that.
Hot!
When Shiro picked up his head to shoot him a look, Lance shrugged.
What? You're smart. It's hot. I'm not just here because you're willing, you know. I mean, that was a necessary step, but it's not just why.
That was actually nice to hear. Shiro hadn't thought otherwise, but it was still soothing to be reminded that they cared for him, that he wasn't just a willing hole, as was intended. Shiro slid his hands up Lance's shirt, fingertips following the dip of his spine. Thesis another time. You had something you wanted to do?
Right,
Lance replied, but his voice was quieter, breathless. Who knew getting his hands under Lance's shirt was the key to quieting him down? Too bad the knowledge was useless the rest of the time.
All right, up. Yeah, we're doing this. I put a lot of prep into it. I don't want to get... Ugh!
He shivered when Shiro scratched back down his spine. Distracted. Shiro smiled. That would be devastating.
Yeah, laugh it up. Stand!
Lance pulled back away, and Shiro's hand slipped out without protest. Standing, Shiro bit the insides of his cheeks as his flushed body hit the cold air of the castle. He clenched idly, then nodded. Lead the way.
My favorite words,
Lance replied, as he took Shiro's hand and set off at a jog. Shiro was pulled along until he started to match Lance's pace. They came to a stop outside one of the unused guest quarters. While the majority of the housing for anyone not royal, main crew, or paladin tended to be on different floors, there were a few VIP rooms nearby that never got used. Well, that was probably changing now. Shiro was surprised Lance was the first to think of it.
Ta-da!
Lance threw his arms out as the door opened. Inside, the room had been decked out. The covers were pulled off the bed, revealing the nicer, silky-looking sheets. And damn, Shiro needed to remember to go get some of these for his own bunk, considering his were getting a lot of use these days. The internal blue lighting had been turned off, and instead Lance had set up a number of warm, flickering lights that reminded Shiro of candlelight, hopefully without the problem of combustion in a high-oxygen environment. Frankly, it was sweet. Downright romantic. Until Shiro saw the boxes along the counter, no doubt filled with more interesting items. Well, that could be romantic, too. Patting the bed, Lance beamed at him.
Clothes off and on your stomach, please. I've been practicing, but it's been a while since I've done this, and there's not exactly, like, instructions on board, so...
One brow raising, Shiro settled on the bed. All right. He pulled off his shirt and vest, head tilted. Done what?
Massage, Lance chirped. I took a couple of classes, but it's been forever. Hunk let me practice on him. He gets awful knots. Pidge does too. Not that she'd ever let me help. And you, I'm sure. So come on, close off and lie down. Chop chop.
Oh. Shiro's lips curled up as he worked off his boots, then started on his pants. Underwear? Lance's brows rose.
I mean, if you want it, but it's not exactly helping much, is it?
Fair enough. Once he was completely bare, Shiro settled down, his arms pillowed under his head. But then Lance gently smacked his forearm.
Nope, no tension. Arms on your sides, all relaxed. If I need you to move something, I'll tell you.
Apparently, it was clear Shiro had never done this before. Moving his arms, he tried to settle back down, ignoring how odd it felt to just lie there like this. It felt like there was something he should be doing, even if intellectually he knew that wasn't true. Climbing onto the bed, Lance straddled Shiro's hips. Above his head, there was the click of something opening, and then a slick noise. Oil, maybe. It didn't help that the noise reminded Shiro of other slick noises, but he tried to ignore that for now. Lance had a plan, and Shiro was curious to see where this was going.
Turns out Altaians have something like massage, too.
Lance informed him cheerfully. Karan showed me. Mind, the goal of it seems to be different. It's intimate. He paused. Actually, I'm starting to think it might be part of their, reproductive rituals. Because Karan was kind of twitchy about it. Lots of focus on those ears, too. The sound of Lance's voice was soothing. It, combined with the pale lights, kept Shiro grounded, even as he relaxed and closed his eyes. There was nowhere in the universe he could be, while Lance was contentedly chattering this way, that added up to them being in danger. His attention had started to drift slightly, when suddenly there were hands on the back of his neck. Shiro tensed, unable to help it, but it melted away almost immediately. Lance's hands were warm, nearly hot, actually. Or maybe that was the tingle of the oil, sparking pleasantly along Shiro's nerves and making him hyper-aware of every touch. "It's lots of pinching and rubbing, looks like," Lance said, a little distracted-sounding. "And it's not very easy to do on human-sized ones, but kinda like..." He held Shiro's ears in his hands, thumb along the back where they met the neck, then started to rub in smooth, slow circles, never pressing down too hard. Then they moved down, so minutely that Shiro almost didn't notice, until Lance was rubbing the lobes instead. Not only did it feel warm, it made a sound like the ocean with each move, and the steady movements around and around and up and down reminded Shiro of laying on the beach as the tide came in, especially combined with the heat of the lotion. It sent heat running through Shiro, because it was intimate and involved skin and skin, and that's what his body did now. But it was mostly comforting and relaxing. "Huh, seems to be doing all right for you, huh?" Lance murmured, sounding a little intrigued. "Guess Altaians do know their stuff. Let's try..." He pulled his hands away, chuckling at Shiro's quiet whine, and then ran the tips of his fingers through Shiro's hair again, slowly shifting the scalp and the hair. It wasn't nearly as stimulating, but just as relaxing. And Lance's voice continued on, soft background noise to the way Shiro felt almost like he was floating. "It's so tempting to touch, you know that? I'm not even talking about your arms, which, yes, or other parts, but your hair. It looks so soft here, and I wondered if it would be bristly from the buzz. Instead, it just feels nice." He pressed his palms down, letting the heat soak into Shiro's scalp while he continued to rub. The smooth gradient of it going from soft fuzz to long hair is gorgeous, and I always wanted to touch. Every time I saw you from the back. Well, except when I was too busy looking at your ass. Unable to help it, Shiro snorted. "Can't you do both?" "Excuse me, I dare you to look away from an ass that nice, Mr. High and Mighty." Lance scoffed. "You can't, can you?" Shiro's lips curled up. "Look away from yours, don't I?" There was a pause, and even without seeing it, Shiro could picture the wide eyes and pleased flush. "Don't know about your rankings there," Lance finally replied, though he didn't bother to hide the smile from his voice. "Ask around," Shiro replied, and then he thought about it. "Ask Matt, he'll be honest." Lance snorted. "You sure about that?" "Well, if we ask Hunk, you'll think he's just being nice. Keith will find the question stupid. Pidge will give a smartass answer, and Allura will refuse to answer. You can ask Karan and Sam if you want, but I'm not sure what kind of response you'll get. Matt will be objective. He's a scientist, after all. Hell, if you want to go over the criteria beforehand, he'd be delighted." There was a moment of silence.
"I can't tell if you've given this a lot of thought, or if you're making this all up."
Shiro cracked his eyes open, though he still couldn't see Lance. "I just know you guys." Moving his hands out of the way, Lance pressed a kiss to the top of his head.
"Well, I guess I can't turn down knowing where my ass ranks scientifically. I'll think about it."
Then he started to rub along Shiro's neck and shoulders, following the lines of tension. "For now, I think you have better things to be concentrating on."
Murmuring his agreement, Shiro let out a breath and settled back in.
You're good at this.
I am, Lance agreed immediately, though Shiro could hear the pleased flush in his voice again. But with how knotted you are, anything would feel like a dream. Like, seriously, Shiro, I'm not sure how you move.
Same as he always had.
Shiro just hummed, because there was no good answer to that, and Lance didn't seem to need one. Instead, he started to really dig into Shiro's shoulders, finding places in his muscles that felt sore when he first dug in, and then gave in ways that made him relax so much it nearly hurt. There was a long while when Lance didn't speak, apparently concentrating on what he was doing. Once he was done with Shiro's shoulders, he moved his arms around as he pleased to rub them as well, including rubbing each finger like he'd rubbed his ears. Then Lance dug into the rest of Shiro's back. It was about there that Lance started to up the ante. At first, Shiro registered Lance's shifting weight through the haze of relaxation. Maybe he'd fallen asleep, and the massage was over. But instead, Lance's lips pressed against the line of Shiro's spine, the soft heat and texture pressed against the leftover tingles of oil, and Shiro gasped from the sensation.
"Want my mouth on every inch of you," Lance murmured, rubbing his hands down to the small of Shiro's back.
He rubbed gently at two spots around the dip of Shiro's spine. It forced more muscles to relax, including ones Shiro hadn't even been aware he was keeping tense. The ones keeping his ass clenched, it turned out. And as he let go, Shiro could feel himself get slicker. Lance, on the other hand, was still focused on Shiro's back. He kissed each vertebra, and then licked along the lines of the muscles, the same path his thumbs had just traveled. It was warm and slick and made Shiro feel like he'd melt into the bed. If they were attacked, Shiro was fucked, because there was no way he was going to be able to get up right now.
"Now then," Lance murmured, throaty and deep, "I think there's one place you'd like massage now, hmm?"
God, yes. Shiro wanted Lance's hands further down. He just couldn't move to show him. Groaning in response, Shiro managed a jerky little nod. Lance chuckled.
"That's what I thought."
And his hands dipped down, down, past Shiro's ass to his thighs. "Wait, hold on a second." "Lance," Shiro groaned, voice thready. "Not..." Lance only hummed, tone openly teasing.
"You didn't say where," he sing-songed. "I assume you meant here."
His palms smoothed up and down the muscles, nearly touching the swell of Shiro's ass before retreating back down.
Gosh, did I already spill oil here? You're kind of messy."
"Tease. Tease." Shiro whined, wordless and needy, but he couldn't move. He wasn't willing to move. And Lance knew that perfectly well, so he continued to rub, digging in the heel of his hand until Shiro's leg muscles were as butter-soft as the rest of him. Then Lance stopped at his feet.
"So, remember how I said I had a plan?"
"Does it involve touching?" Shiro muttered, but it was without heat. Well, not real heat, anyway. Laughing, Lance patted Shiro's shin.
"Oh yes, don't you worry. But, see, the massage was just to get you nice and relaxed. And sensitized. Also, I wanted to show off. Gotta get use out of my sexy skills, right? But this is where it really starts."
Lance paused, clearly happy to let Shiro's curiosity build.
"See, I was thinking, you know what you like, but we don't. Not really. We have an idea, and when you say something, but, well, we don't know everything. And you're a busy guy, Shiro. I'm sure you did some stuff. But you can't have tried every kink under the sun. So, I figured, why not take you for a test drive?"
Shiro blinked slowly, trying to keep his mind following what Lance was saying. It was hard when there were so many words, and all Shiro wanted was for Lance to fucking touch him. Test what?
Everything,
Lance drawled. Like I said. Or not everything this time. That's a lot. But I got a few things. And first, he patted Shiro's back, turn over. Shiro groaned, because moving was going to be difficult. But he managed to flop over onto his back, and tried not to feel exposed at how hard he was. After all, that was Lance's point in doing this. Still, it felt a little silly to be sprawled out like this with an erection. But Lance wasn't looking anyway. Instead, he was fiddling with one of the boxes on the counter. Okay, here's this one. He grabbed it and sat down next to Shiro, rifling through it. We'll start off nice and easy. I'm gonna go ahead and assume pain stuff is off the menu.
Shiro blinked slowly. That's probably a good call. I'm not sure how I'd react. I'd be nervous of that.
Yeah, Lance agreed, no judgment in his voice. But that's just one kind of sensation, right? So let's try something else.
He pulled out what looked very much like a feather duster and waggled it by Shiro's chest.
No touching, okay? You settle and let me play. I want to try everything.
The heat in his voice made Shiro swallow hard and heat twist in his stomach.
Okay,
he managed, licking his lips.
Attaboy,
Lance replied, and then brushed the feather duster down Shiro's chest. It probably wouldn't have been a big deal, except that Shiro's skin was already so sensitized from the oil and the massage. It didn't matter that Lance hadn't touched his chest until now. It still left him shivering from each brush. Lance dragged it down to his stomach, swirling it around his belly button in a move so sudden it made Shiro's muscles jolt. It almost felt ticklish, but in a way that made the squirming feel sexual instead of just annoying. Watching him with a sharp eye, Lance hummed.
It's not bad, but I'm not sure it's doing much for you. Thoughts?
It's, Shiro jolted as Lance tapped the duster over a nipple. That, at least, got a reaction, but he thought it was mostly from the nipple itself.
It's fine. Interesting. But I think I'm keyed up for anything. It's not driving me wild.
Lance hummed.
This is the sort of thing I think would be better with a blindfold, but...
Gaze hardening, Shiro frowned. No.
Yeah, exactly.
Lance shrugged, unbothered.
You are kind of ticklish, though, aren't you?
Staring back, expression bland, Shiro stilled as the feather duster ran over his neck, gliding up his ear.
Nope.
Lance snorted and rolled his eyes.
Fine, fine. I was only going to take a little advantage. No fun at all. It's all right. We've got more. Let's see. Not sure the silk would do anything that the duster didn't.
He pulled out a length of ribbon and dropped it to the side.
But maybe this.
This time, Lance pulled out a glove, one that looked to be made from the not leather that Hunk had dug out. Reaching out, he cupped Shiro's cheek, his thumb running over his bottom lip. The material caught in interesting ways, pulling and adding an interesting texture to the already swollen flesh.
Smell!
Shiro did, and he groaned. Could have told you this one.
That wouldn't have been nearly as fun as watching it hit you,
Lance replied, voice rough. Digging through the box, he pulled out the glove's match, pulling that on as well.
You've gone all rumbly. It's nice.
Lance placed both his hands on Shiro's chest, then leaned down to kiss him. This time it was less sweet and more sloppy, especially with Shiro's head still flat on the bed. Slowly, Lance dragged his fingers down, seeming to enjoy the way the muscles jumped under his hands. Blinking quickly to focus, Shiro bit his bottom lip.
You're undoing all that work.
It was just a warm-up. I'll finish it off when I'm ready for this to be done. But not yet. Did you know that these wash well?
Grin wicked, Lance wrapped one around Shiro's cock. He didn't even move, just held on. Shiro jolted like he'd been hit by a live wire. His mouth fell open to a gasp. Lance slipped a finger inside. The texture of it was delicious on Shiro's tongue. Heavy and organic, and with that smell. He started to suck automatically, licking at the underside and along the tip like he would a cock. Sucking in a breath, Lance chuckled. Yeah, that's a difference. It's pretty clear what you're into here. He worked his fingers in and out, slow and steady. Shiro reached easily, keeping his tongue still and pressed up against them as they moved.
Fuck, Hunk was right. You take this so well.
It wasn't a surprise that they talked about Shiro among themselves. Hell, they did it before they knew about his condition. But somehow, the idea of Hunk describing to Lance how well Shiro could take it made his stomach twist and heat. Shiro wanted to exceed their expectations. He wanted to actually give them something to talk about. Fluttering his lashes open, Shiro dug his tongue in, sliding between the fingers. The texture was smooth and soft, and when he opened his mouth to give stronger licks, the smell of wet leather made his eyes roll back. Lance bent down and kissed the corner of Shiro's mouth without pulling away the fingers.
"Looks so dirty with something in your mouth," he murmured, voice dripping with satisfaction. "So messy and eager. Do you like that?"
Shiro moaned. Sliding his fingers out, Lance smirked at Shiro's whine. "They'll be back," he promised. Then he ran his hand down Shiro's neck, leaving a cold, wet trail. His hand trailed down, swirling around one nipple, then the other, before finally dipping down to Shiro's thighs. Then he stopped his hand right over Shiro's aching cock.
"Want me to touch?"
"Yes!" Shiro gasped, arching up, trying to force it. But Lance pulled his hand up and away, always hovering a few inches higher. With the glove, Shiro couldn't even feel the heat of it. Whining, Shiro clenched his thighs together, rubbing just for the friction. Lance tutted at him.
"What's the magic word?"
Shiro bit his bottom lip, biting off a sarcastic response. It would only draw this out. "Please, please, Lance, I need it." And then, meeting Lance's eyes, Shiro took a deep breath. "I need you." The playful light in Lance's eyes melted away, replaced by warmth. Reaching down, he switched hands and wrapped his wet, leather-clad one around Shiro's cock. The texture of it was amazing on his sensitive skin. Shiro shuddered, even when Lance didn't move from there. When he clenched, he leaked down onto the bed, and he knew without a doubt there was a wet spot below him. But Lance still didn't move.
"What, Lance? Lance!"
Shiro groaned, head digging back into the bed. "Come on!" But Lance just looked him over, head tilted. "Do it yourself." Wait, he wanted Shiro to fuck into Lance's hot, wet grip, to buck like a teenager like he couldn't help himself. Because Shiro couldn't. Mouth dry, Shiro nodded. Then he started to thrust. True to his word, Lance kept his hand still, and his eyes were firmly on where Shiro's cock slid through his grasp. And his interest was so keen and eager that Shiro couldn't help indulging. He slowed and smoothed the movements, making the shifting of his hips downright sinuous. It occurred to Shiro that it looked like he was doing some kind of strange strip club performance. It also occurred to him that he'd do far more if it meant Lance would keep touching him.
"God, look at you. You're so good like this."
Lance's other hand ran over Shiro's stomach, riding the waves of his movement.
"You look amazing. So flushed and eager. You want more?"
"Yes, oh yes, please," Shiro managed, bucking with extra force, making Lance's hand jerk with the force of it. need it so much. I'm drenched for you. Lance's eyes brightened.
Oh, are you? He bit down on the glove of the other hand, pulling it off. Then he slid his fingers down. He pressed between Shiro's thighs, and his fingers came away shiny and bright.
Seems you're right.
I know, Shiro muttered back, before he could help himself. Then Lance's eyes snapped his, and he smirked.
And I did promise you'd get to taste it again, didn't I?
Leaning down, he bit Shiro's bottom lip, and tugged as he pulled back.
How do you feel about gags?
At first, Shiro wanted to blow off the question, but having a flashback during sex sounded like the least fun way to end things. So he paused and gave it real thought.
Nothing strapped to my face, he admitted, voice low.
But otherwise is good? Lance asked, looking over his face.
Okay, just hold up three fingers if this isn't good then, will you?
Picking up the discarded glove, Lance bunched the fingers together. Then he pressed the whole thing to Shiro's mouth. Shiro's eyes widened as he realized Lance's plan. Then he opened eagerly for him and let the glove be shoved into his mouth. The taste and smell filled Shiro's head. Leather and sex and need and heat. And if it was ever a problem, he could just pull it out. It was perfect. Shiro went slack on the bed, eyes closed in pure bliss. He gave up trying to buck or squirm or clench and hold himself back and just gave in.
That's it, Lance murmured softly. Perfect, just like that. You're so good for me.
He pressed a kiss to Shiro's cheek. Now let's finish your massage, okay? There's one more place that needs a good rub. Then Lance's hand slipped between Shiro's thighs again, rubbing against his hole. It took Shiro's hazy mind a moment to realize what Lance meant, and then his eyes widened, and he whined. Prostate massage. Really, Shiro should have seen this coming. Lance smiled as he pressed in two fingers. Shiro's hole swallowed them immediately, and when they scissored, the slick oozed out between them. Swirling his fingers slowly, Lance got them nice and wet, and then pressed in further. At first, he didn't press onto either gland directly. Instead, Lance rubbed around the edges, close but never fully touching. Shiro's eyes rolled back before he finally shut them completely, giving himself over to his other senses, focusing on the taste and smell of the leather, and the feel of Lance's fingers teasing on a pleasure that was nearly too much. But Shiro still needed it. Then, finally, Lance started to press the pad of his fingers against both glands. He started with the one for Shiro's slick, working until Shiro was a gushing, sloppy mess around his fingers. Then worked up and ran over his prostate, from one side to the other, never staying touching for long. Back and forth, slow and steady. The same unhurried pace as when he'd smoothed Shiro's muscles into relaxation.
Lance,
Shiro gasped, hips giving a tiny, needy roll.
I'm close. Need.
Shushing him, Lance patted his chest.
I got you. Don't worry. Just relax. Nice and loose for me.
And Lance didn't change his pace at all. Not at first. But slowly, minute by minute, his strokes got a little bit shorter, a little bit stronger, until he was rubbing tiny circles that almost never left. Then, Lance darted forward and bit down on a nipple. Breath catching in his throat, Shiro came. Sparks filled his eyes, brought on by the ones in his stomach and spine and trailing through his limbs like the ember remains of a firework. The hand slipped out, and Shiro gave a muffled sob at the wet gush it left, at the way he suddenly felt cold without a touch. His mouth worked around the glove, but without voice.
Please, please come back.
And Lance did. His hands found Shiro's thighs, pushing them up and apart. The air hitting the wet area made Shiro cry out, and Lance groaned.
Fuck, you're so eager. Look at you.
He was quiet for a moment. Then he hummed.
Punk was right. Remind me to get you water after. God, Shiro could not care any less about that. But luckily he didn't have to bother, because Lance pulled him forward until his ass was pressed to Lance's thighs. Can you take me now, Shiro? I think you can. You'll be so loose and wet. I want to fuck you, Shiro. The request pinged something in Shiro's hazy brain, like picking up a radio signal from deep space. He groaned and nodded, loose and eager. Lance slid in easily and groaned the whole way. Fuck, fuck, Shiro. When he started to thrust, he almost glided in and out, and each slight shift made a wet, lewd noise. Oh my god, you feel so good. Want to do this forever? Fuck the universe. At first, Shiro cracked open his eyes, frowning. But then his hazed brain registered that it was a joke, and he settled back down, content again. He probably wasn't going to get it up again, at least not without a lot of effort. But having Lance use him while he was fucked out felt right. It felt comfortable. Shoving his face into Shiro's neck, Lance came with a sob, grinding in with a few more jerky rabbit thrusts. Then he pulled out and picked his head back up, watching. Perfect. You're perfect. Glad to be of service, Shiro murmured. Massage worked too well. No more bones. Laughing, Lance beamed at him. Glad to be of service, he parroted. He flopped down next to Shiro, content and warm. We'll have to clean up soon. Later. Instead, he kissed along Shiro's shoulder and up to his neck. You know, I had more ideas to try. There's some ice in there, and I have a thing of oil that's supposed to heat up. Shiro groaned as heat tried to course through him. Shush, give me 10 minutes. Smiling, Lance kissed his shoulder again. I can do that. Then he paused, mischievous. Well, maybe 5. Shiro could work with that.